The New York State Department of Environmental Conservation estimates the need for wastewater infrastructure repairs over the next two decades across the state totals $36 billion. The Department of Health says the need for drinking water infrastructure repairs is nearly $39 billion. Communities have not had a funding mechanism to help close that $75 billion in need. The newly passed budget includes $200 million in state matching grants for water and sewer infrastructure projects. Under the three-year program, the state will cover up to 60% of a municipality's project cost, with a cap of $5 million per project. Citizens Campaign for the Environment Executive Director Adrian Exposito says the funding is crucial.
A lot of our sewage infrastructure throughout the state is old. It's antiquated. It's literally falling apart. In some areas throughout the state, we still have clay pipes. The federal government used to put funding in for this kind of infrastructure. They're not doing that anymore. The state is basically not doing it anymore, and the local municipalities that own the sewage treatment plants can't really afford to have that entire financial burden strapped on the local taxpayers' backs. And we need a funding source.
Riverkeeper President Paul Galay says the funding is a great first step toward meeting the infrastructure needs.
Local municipalities struggling against the 2% tax cap, trying to keep budgets down, will be able to get up to $5 million in any given year to foster projects that may have been left languishing because of budgetary pressures. And when I talk to some of the mayors, they say $5 million. Are you kidding? You know how much I could do with $5 million in grants as opposed to currently they're only able to get loans? So the need's enormous, and this isn't a frill. This is pretty foundational.
John Sheehan of the Adirondack Council notes that there is much more need than money, but the legislature has provided a good start.
One of the most important parts of this program from the state is that it will provide grants instead of just loans. This program is something that will be helpful to communities across the park. We know that there are dozens in both Regions 5 and 6 of the DEC, which covers the eastern and western sides of the Adirondacks. Together, they represent about $1 billion all told in investment that needs to be made, but making this $200 million in assistance from the state available will definitely help get a large portion of those projects completed.
Environmental Advocates of New York Executive Director Peter Iwanowitz says the need for sewer and water infrastructure upgrades is a huge public health and environmental issue.
It's 3 years' worth of funding, so $200 million has been committed under the state's capital budget. It's definitely going to be something that groups and communities have to ensure is protected going forward. Last night during the Senate debate, there was a robust discussion about the need. Senate Finance Chair DeFrancisco, who's a strong champion of this program, said on the Senate floor, "We know this is just a down payment and we'll have to provide more money in this pot in the future." So I think a lot of people think that this is a wonderful new program in the state budget, providing grants to local governments to help them draw down the cost of wastewater infrastructure and clean drinking water infrastructure. And I really think there's no turning back on this type of a program to meet the enormous needs over the next 20 years.
According to figures reported to the State Environmental Facilities Corporation and cited by Riverkeeper, 61 of New York's 62 counties have identified wastewater treatment projects requiring $12.7 billion in immediate financial need. I'm Pat Brapley, WAMC News.